Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Like many states, Oklahoma has provided the world of popular culture with lots of talent. From Bob Wills to Garth Brooks, Kristen Chenoweth to Leon Russell, and Will Rogers to Ron Howard. And the works represented by this long and illustrious list need a home. The proposed OK Pop Museum, planned for construction near downtown Tulsa, would connect popular culture with Oklahoma roots to the state's broader history and place in the world. This evening, the focus for that project is a man who wasn't born in Oklahoma, but is buried here.
It happened for him that Oklahoma was the state that embraced him. It was actually Tulsa that ended up being the home. I guess one thing that actually emphasizes this is that it was actually the place that he wanted to be laid to rest.
That's Carolyn Wills, the daughter of Texas playboy and king of Western swing, Bob Wills. She started a foundation to help preserve her father's work and memory.
The OK Pop is really kind of the ultimate achievement for us.
Carolyn Wills, along with her father's biographer, Dr. Charles Townsend, will join Oklahoma's Red Dirt Rangers Band and master fiddler Byron Berline for a Bob Wills at the OK Pop event at the Oklahoma History Center. State Historical Society Director Dr. Bob Blackburn says Bob Wills is just one of the many popular culture icons whose work needs preservation and made available to the world.
So we've got this collection, we've got the story, we've got the people around the country who are willing to donate. We just need a building. And I don't need any new money from the legislature. All I need is the authorization to build the building. We have the money in our base. We have the money out of the Tulsa community. We have the collections that are now owned by the musicians who say they're all in if we can build this building. We know that this can be the core, this can be the banner institution in the Brady Arts District of Tulsa. The Brady Arts District is where Bricktown in Oklahoma City was 10 years ago. It's about ready to burst on the scene.
The Wills family, along with Garth Brooks, Leon Russell, and others, have already committed their support, artifacts, and archives to the OK Pop Museum. These contributions will be added to an already large collection of popular culture items.
We're now in the basement under the History Center, where we have well over 500,000 artifacts, and someone is moving something. That's what we hear. We have the Bob Wills Triple B Ranch case. He and the family moved to California, and they had the Triple B Ranch. And so this case would have been used by Bob Wills as he would leave the ranch after making movies and go on tour.
For Carolyn Wills, that trunk is more than an artifact.
It's a white trunk with the black letters. And the reason, I guess that's forefront right now, is the ranch apparently is still standing in Fresno, California. And there's a movement there to preserve it. So recently, I've traveled back. It was the place where I actually was born. They didn't make it to the hospital, so it has a lot of personal meaning for me.
This evening at the Oklahoma History Center, Bob Blackburn will talk with Carolyn Wills about her father and the family's hopes for maintaining his popular cultural legacy. You can find details online, along with a photo of that trunk. That's at kgou.org. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney.